Well, there I'm like, well, he's kind of a smug prick about everything.
Right.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we talk about asshole atheists like, us.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Hi, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
I am still here.
And that one, Molly.
Hello, Molly Glover here, wife to Nick Glover.
Yeah.
You're getting it later. Not in a good way.
And today, we're going to talk about the trope or the stereotype, I guess, of the asshole atheist.
Asshole atheist.
Those asshole atheists are such assholes. Well, so. Not all of them. Just the asshole atheists.
Just the asshole atheists. Yes. Right. Just the bad. Those. You're one of the good ones.
There are some atheists.
Which ones are the assholes? So, do we have a definition?
The Urban Dictionary had a definition.
Sweet.
Only one definition for asshole atheist, so it is therefore the most popular one as well. An atheist who goes out of his or her way to argue about religion and treats all religious people with disrespect. This is a common phase which newly atheistic people go through. Those who remain asshole atheists after the fact may be generally antisocial or using atheism to compensate for a lack of other interesting traits. Asshole atheists generally give other atheists a bad name because others associate atheism with them rather than those who don't point out their atheism when not provoked. And the example in which they use it is a conversation between theist and atheist. Theist says, "You atheists are so obnoxious. Noah just bitched me out for saying God bless you when he sneezed." To which the atheist replies, "Dude, he's just an asshole atheist. Don't associate him with the rest of us."
Okay.
So
asshole atheist, according to the Urban Dictionary, if I can create an analogy here,
yeah,
they talk about, you know, the five stages of grief. So asshole atheism is like stage one of atheism.
Denial.
The first stage of atheism is asshole atheism.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
See, what I like is the whole, first of all, let me just come right out and say, by this definition, I am an asshole atheist.
I think we all are.
Because
I'm probably the closest to not being an asshole atheist, but I still, you know.
Yeah, the fact, here's the thing, if you were at your kid's school and there was like religious overtones in a play your kid was forced to do, you wouldn't just go, well, that's okay, they're entitled to their beliefs, just like I'm entitled to mine. I don't need to say anything.
I'd be like, holy fuck, this is school, what the fuck is this shit?
Speaking out against that, I think would label you or define you as an asshole atheist, according to this one.
I like how it says that if you don't grow out of your asshole atheist, which
it's you're antisocial.
That's gonna fuck my lisp up later. I'm telling you right now. if you don't grow out of your asshole atheistism, then you are antisocial. Which hand raised, guilty. But also, it says that you're overcompensating for a lack of other good qualities.
Yeah, lack of interesting traits.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, it's like some people have a great big car because their dick's too small, and other people are asshole atheists because their dick's too small.
My dick is so small.
I think it's like the, you know, there are people that actually have, like, celiac disease, and then there are people that, like, don't eat wheat because they
need attention.
Right.
And so that's the same thing with atheists. There's some people that are just atheists because they've sat there and they've come to a logical conclusion about the existence of God.
Sure.
And then there are asshole atheists who may or may not really be atheists. They're just being assholes and they're doing it in an atheist way.
It's the way by which they are an asshole.
I think their path of assholedom. I think a big part of where people are getting the idea is the internet, for one.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if before the internet there was even this idea of asshole atheists, because the internet makes people assholes. You can be an asshole really easily.
Gabriel's from Penny Arcade.
Yes, we've talked about it before.
Right.
I feel that also a big part of this is coming from on Reddit, there's a subreddit, atheism, and it is mostly populated by people who post, like, they take from Facebook where their idiot Christian friends have said idiot Christian stuff, and they're like, you know, lol, look at this dumb fucker Christian, you know, things like that, or like, you know, really obvious memes, I don't know, and a lot of them are very hostile, but also most of them are between the ages of 12 and 21, which is a hostile age. So I think that if you think about it, if you, I mean, the majority of people that are being assholes on the internet are teenagers. Teenagers are assholes. If you're an ass, if you're an atheist teenager, you're probably an asshole.
It's like saying homophobes on Xbox Live.
Right.
It's like if you go on Xbox Live and you're playing games online with strangers, like, you know, Call of Duty or Borderlands or whatever, chances are you're going to get called a faggot at least a couple times.
Right. Is that because everyone who plays Xbox is a homophobe?
Everyone that plays Xbox is a homophobe.
Well, no, it's because there's more teenagers there. I mean, that's where you... I mean, and they're assholes. They are. Like, they just are. It's just
It doesn't excuse the behavior.
No, not at all.
Even so, I think before the internet... Well, not before the internet, but when the internet wasn't as
populated
prevalent
by assholes.
Wasn't as prevalent in our lives. I mean, I walked around atheism for a long time, and one of the reasons that I didn't say I was an atheist is because a couple of people that I knew who were atheists were real pricks about it. In ways that it was like, I don't want to be that way.
In a pious way, or...
You know, like, I'm better than everybody else because I'm a fucking atheist.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, well, no, you're not better than everybody else because you're an atheist. In fact, there are many ways where you're really an annoying fuck.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're kind of right about the atheism thing makes me not want to be an atheist. But the thing was that I was conflating atheism with being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact
Hubris.
Is, those are two different things.
Yes.
And some atheists are dicks. Also, some religious people are dicks.
Yeah.
You know? And the tendency, for some reason, is when you see an atheist who's an asshole, to presume that atheist is the modifier that made them an asshole.
Oh, sure.
I think it's analogous to, you know, in the 60s when there was more, you know, like the civil rights struggle, and there were like black power movements and things like that. There were, you would hear people say things like, oh, well, he's black, but he's well spoken, or he's black, but he's not really in your face about it.
Sure.
And then again,
which is a super fucking racist comment.
And then again with the gay rights movement. Oh, but he's not one of those gay guys that's always in your face with his gayness.
He's not a flaming gay.
Exactly.
He wouldn't know he was gay unless he told you.
He's not flaming. He's just a regular guy. It's the same thing, I feel.
No,
he's not
totally.
An ass. Asshole atheist who makes me feel bad for not being an atheist. He's just a regular guy who pretends he's not an atheist and it's not a big deal.
Who doesn't stand up for himself.
And
or
that's what it is.
Yeah.
She may believe in women's rights, but she's no feminazi.
She's not one of those preachy ones.
See?
Yeah.
And it's any minority that is trying to stand up for itself and be like, hey, I'm here. I want to be heard and counted and recognized. It's, well, get down, shut the fuck up, you're in my face.
One of the frustrating things to me as a non-believer, as an atheist, whatever you want to call us, as a nun, is there are more of us in the United States right now than there are Jewish people.
Yeah. Okay?
And I am not saying there's anything wrong with being Jewish, not that I imagine there are any Jews.
It's another minority.
The point is
listing.
That every politician in the country courts the Jewish vote.
Sure.
Every single one of them wants the Jewish vote. None of them want the atheist vote.
They certainly don't want to be seen as anti-Semitic, but it's perfectly reasonable to be seen as anti-atheist.
Well, no. When you're talking about, like, in Florida, large Jewish neighborhoods being a part of the swing state, they court the fuck out of the Jewish goat.
But I'm saying, like, they would...
The Jewish goat. You court a Jewish
goat. Seriously, though, they are saying, like, you know, like... there's plenty of people out there that are like, I will say right now, atheism is what's ruining America.
No one
would say that about blacks, Jews, women, or gays. Like, no one would.
Or Christians.
They do say it about gays, though, sometimes.
Or Christians. And they should say it about Christians.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they really should. The Christian right is ruining this nation.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will say it. Because I'm not running for office, and I can say that.
Another thing I found when I was poking around, which I kind of like, and I kind of, it's kind of... provoke you to atheists, but just this Ozzy France's blog, some guy's blog, he says, like, atheists are not necessarily any more right than other people. There are atheists who believe vaccines cause autism. Homeopathy has many benefits other than the placebo effect. Alien abductions happened. The stars control our destinies. Alternative medicine is superior to regular medicine because it's natural. Sexism is over. I'm colorblind and don't see race. Mentally ill people are monsters. And if poor people just pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, they would stop being poor. All of these are factually wrong statements that a large number of atheists believe.
Absolutely.
But atheists are not defined by any of those wrong beliefs. The only belief that atheists are defined by is the disbelief in gods.
Yeah.
Right. That's when you say you're an atheist, that's what you're saying, right? You're saying, I do not believe God is real.
You're not necessarily saying any of those other things.
Yeah.
You're not even necessarily saying that you think poorly of religion or the religious. And you just, all it literally means is you don't believe in gods.
Something that gets on my case about the whole, well, you're an asshole atheist if you are disrespectful to other people's beliefs, or if you that kind of thing is, well, if your faith and your religious belief is so, like, tenuous that if I say something, say something about it that you feel bad or it makes you feel like you're wrong, the fuck is up with your belief?
If your faith is so easily shaken by another person's
If someone starts preaching Jesus at me, I don't go, oh man, maybe I'm wrong. The only thing that it's, you know what I mean? It's not.
Well, I think if somebody throws a punch at you, you have a right to defend yourself.
Sure.
And if somebody comes at you with belief and is saying, well, I don't understand how you can think there's no God, you also have a right to defend yourself and say, yes, I do, and this is why.
Just like if I said, I don't understand how you can believe in a God, and someone says, well, let me tell you, I feel God every day, and wants to, like, come back at me, that's fine. But you don't get to tell me I just have to be like, oh, you believe in God. Well, that's cool, even though I think that that's fucking insane. I'll just pretend that
I've said before, no ideas are above criticism.
Yep.
I feel like if you have a bad idea, I have a right to say why I think it's a bad idea.
Sure.
And that's not, I'm not attacking that person. I'm just saying, like, ideas should be questioned. That's how we get better ideas.
Yeah.
So, like, the KKK or any sort of, like, group that founds itself on hatred or belief that that other people are inferior in some way. Let's just say hate groups. If I were to say to one of those people, hey, I think your belief is bullshit, and I think your ideas are harmful, and I think you're wrong for these reasons, and I think, you can say whatever you want, you have the right to freedom of speech, but I don't like your ideas, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to have a problem with that unless they are one of those hate groups.
Sure.
If I say those exact same things as polite, or even more polite, worded to someone of religious faith,
you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And I think where one can be perceived as an asshole, and I think it's somewhat fair, is if the debate isn't invited.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not going to have an argument with somebody about Christianity unless they want to have an argument with me.
Right.
What's the fucking point?
Right.
They're not interested in it, and I'm sure not interested in it. And if you're, like, in the face of everybody who believes differently than you all the time, you're a dick.
Right.
But that, again, is not a function of atheism. That's anybody with any belief.
That's being an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, you were having a conversation online with somebody who was in your face about their beliefs without really having anything to back it up.
And the thing is, we're both atheists. That's the best, or at least we are both on this Minnesota atheist group. And the idea that, she's very passionate about, her thing was anti-GMO crops, and I was just asking some questions. And
naturalism.
And we differ. We have differing opinions.
Right.
And my request was, I am always looking for facts. I like to see facts. I want to see scientific studies. I want to see,
citations.
Objective facts that can help back these things up. And if you don't have that, and your reaction is then to call me, like, an idiot and say that I'm blind.
If you can't see it, it's plain as day. If you can't,
And it's it's an attack that then I get categorized as being unwilling to listen to somebody or unwilling to see.
See, look, you're being an asshole atheist. This is the problem with atheism, because you're attacking my point of view. It's like, no, I'm telling you that your point of view isn't supportive.
Your point of view is attackable. I'm not attacking you as a person for having that point of view. I'm not saying you're a dumb idiot who grew up in the sticks and that's why you think these stupid things. I'm saying you don't have any facts for what you're saying. And if your facts are, I see it all around me, well, that's not facts
to me. This actually brings us to another point about asshole atheists, or that kind of belief that group exists. And that's asshole atheists, or atheists that are being assholes to atheists.
Yeah.
Where they have this, they're united in being atheists, and let's say they're on the subreddit of atheism on Reddit, or a Facebook page,
they read or the
Rebecca Watson's Twitter account.
Right.
Yeah. Where there are, I mean, it's gotta be atheists following her, because why would you follow her?
They self-describe as atheists, and then they send her fucking hate mail and death threats.
Right.
And so you look at that person, you go, they're an asshole. Now, are they an asshole because they're an atheist?
No.
No. They're an asshole because they're an asshole.
Right.
And they should be attacked on, they should be attacked.
They should be attacked.
They should be attacked on that basis. They should be they should be disrespected on that basis.
Or that,
but the atheism piece is irrelevant.
Right. That their behavior invalidates their opinion and their worth in the community.
Yeah.
As you know, as much as there is a community or organization or whatever.
Sure.
But it's just like, I hate, and like you were saying, you're coming out as an atheist or whatever, you're hesitant because of that, you know, stroke.
Stigma. Right. Yeah.
I hate being grouped with those people.
Mm-hmm. Sure, especially since you are a white man and a younger man.
And most of the people that are doing that are young white men.
No, it's true. It's I'm in the same demographic as those guys doing this shit to Rebecca Watson.
Yeah.
And so when I say to talk about the podcast to a coworker or something like that, and I get kind of a lukewarm response, I don't want them assuming that I'm one of those fucking assholes who happens to be an atheist.
Right.
Right.
I feel that a big part of what, you know, the definition you read was the whole, like, is not disrespectful of other people's religions. And that's a part where I think most of us who are atheists get painted with this asshole atheist brush. Because if you are not as, you know, we on a previous podcast, Matt Savickle mentioned, an accommodationist. If you're not an accommodationist, which is to say that, like, you're like, oh, no, that's fine. I understand that you're missing this really important event in my life because you have to go to church. That's, you know, I understand. No, I'm going to call someone out on that. If I have, like, if this is my show and this is my, you know, it's a one-night thing or something, or a race, and someone tells me they're not going to be there because they have to go to church again, like, I'm going to call them out on that.
Can't you wait until next week?
I'm going to say that hurts my feelings because you're prioritizing that.
Well, you're an asshole, Molly.
That's
how dare you question my faith?
So I'm disrespecting their religious beliefs, and that's unfair because we don't have anything as atheists that is a similar thing.
Right.
There's nothing that I can say to someone and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not able to come to your daughter's christening because I'm an atheist. I would never do that. I would never not go to someone's religious function because I'm an atheist.
Sure.
If it meant to them,
married in a church, I would go
exactly,
to the wedding.
Because I care about my
reception.
Friend.
Right.
Yes.
Or family. I mean, your brother had a Catholic wedding. And
right.
And we were there in the church. It burned. It felt...
So it's frustrating.
Well, there's a difference between disrespecting somebody's religion and disrespecting somebody.
Yes.
And that's I think where a lot of this comes from is I can completely disrespect your religion, but like you as a person.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a friend who is who's a Christian who we had a conversation once where she said, you know, basically, you know, we don't have to think that. You know, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, mm-hmm. We both respect each other anyway, we don't think the other person is wrong. And I said, well, all right, there is where we have the one disagreement.
Yes.
Because, in fact,
I do think
you're wrong.
And,
yes.
And they think you're wrong.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to admit it.
And
she doesn't want to say
wrong.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and that can be, and there are other things on which we can discuss that we will also feel we're wrong. But somehow, the issue of religion... We can't.
It's off the table.
Feel
you
that we're wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
without it being
yep.
without it being personal.
Religion's off the table for critique all over Yeah. All over the world. I mean, I don't know. America is where I'm from, and that's what I was, you know, where I was raised. So
it's more ardent here right now.
In America, it's taboo to criticize religion.
Right. But you can criticize
unless it's the extreme. You can criticize
Scientology.
You can criticize the Westboro Baptist Church, sure, because what they do is horrible, no matter what stripe of religion you are,
right,
except theirs. So even the far right, crazy yeah, fucking conservatives that believe the Earth is 6,000 years old can point to those guys and say, hey, look, we're not as bad as them.
Yep.
It's like, from their perspective, I think it's convenient that they're there.
Right.
Because they can spout off their crazy fucking shit and still say, but we're not as nuts as those guys.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I also feel like in this, I mean, people take everything personally. I am finding more and more. No, and that's how I know I will write someone off if they are not able to rationally discourse about things. Because there are people where if I say, I don't really like Subway, they'll be like, are you fucking kidding? Subway is amazing. Go fuck yourself. I love Subway. Yeah. Subway's the best. And it's like, whoa, dude, I wasn't attacking you.
Well, I talk about comics on the internet.
Like, right, exactly.
I'm the same way with movies. I'm that way, you know.
Sure.
I have movies that I love, and other people don't like them. I'll usually juggle on, like, you're wrong.
Oh, well, sure, but you don't stop being their friend.
That's different than saying, oh my God, I can't fucking believe this. Are you a fucking idiot?
You wouldn't say this guy attacked me on the internet today because he doesn't like Casablanca, and what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And what I think is, I don't know if it's because of this world of online profiles where we've all been, for years now, we make this profile, and we make this ourselves, is defined by our likes, defined by our interests, defined by our activities. And I wonder if we're starting to attach our activities and ourselves so much that we can't have our ideas criticized without feeling like you are criticizing who I am as a person.
Sure, that page is an avatar or representation, an icon of you,
like, and to you attack, don't like anything Alice in that's Wonderland, on it. That's in my likes. You're clearly attacking me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And because as atheists, we are setting ourselves out there immediately as attacking something that the majority of the people that we interact with believe.
Yes, mm-hmm. And believe very strongly, and I think, honestly, in a lot of cases, are terrified to question.
Sure.
Right.
So one more asshole atheist thing that I've heard is, well, you're an atheist. Why does it even matter to you at all what other people believe? Isn't it enough for you to just not believe?
Interesting.
The fact that it matters to you what other people believe. You're an atheist. Why should it fucking matter to you what other people believe? If there's religion, does it matter to you?
And if they say, well, of course it matters to me. Like, that's why it matters to me.
Yeah.
Because you care.
It matters to me. I want to save your immortal soul, Molly.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, if you care and you're trying to change the world around you based on what you think, then I care now. I have to care.
Yeah.
And what if they say, well, I don't care?
Well, then that's them. I do.
That's fine. They can go ahead
and
not care.
They want to be an apatheist.
like you said, Molly, I want to speak up and I want to be seen and I want to be counted and I want to be represented.
Yeah.
I want a fucking lobbyist.
Like every minority ever.
I want a lobbyist on my behalf.
Yeah.
Like trying to make me counted and matter.
I'm not alone and I want to prove it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And I need to be my own lobbyist.
Yeah.
It's the human condition. I want to prove that I'm not alone. I want to prove I'm not crazy.
No.
There are other people like me and we matter. We matter.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes you an asshole though. So we have 5 answers from a listener. Who do we have, Tim?
It is Amanda. I closed it and I'm opening up again. Amanda Spector.
Nice.
So you guys want to ask the questions, I will read them off. She sent them to us back on the 30th of October, and then she revised them on the 31st of December.
Oh, awesome.
She revised a couple.
That's pretty slick. She got herself in early, and then she sent in an update for later. That's smart.
All right, so Tim, you will be Amanda.
I'm Amanda.
Okay. Right.
So, in your best pretty girl voice.
All right. So,
you don't have to.
About this, Amanda.
All right. So, Amanda, what's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
Les Miserables. This isn't going to work.
It's just awful.
I wish people could see the hand motions.
Les Miserables. It was amazing. I have seen the stage show before, and despite the fact that they did change some stuff, I felt like it was all for the better to make more fit for a movie and not a stage. Hmm. On top of that, who knew Russell Crowe could sing? I was astonished. I bawled like a baby through most of it despite having seen the show before. I don't think any other movie has made me cry so hard in a theater before, but I love it.
Ah.
I didn't realize Russell Crowe sang in that movie.
Yeah, I didn't either. I remember him sternly speaking while music was playing.
Yeah, you know, and she loved it, and that's great. Yeah, that's so great. And Russell Crowe, boy.
Out of curiosity, well,
obviously,
what was her...
we've talked a lot about it.
Yeah, what was her movie before?
I actually want to say something atheist-y about this movie, because is one change that I think is really interesting from a religious point of view.
Uh-huh.
And I think they changed it specifically because of the religious nature of this country.
Uh-huh.
Right at the beginning of the show, there's a point where the main character steals some silver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the bishop basically tells the police that he gave the silver to Valjean. And when the police leave, the line in the play is, "I bought your soul for God." That's what he says.
Okay.
"I bought your soul for God," which... is the language that a thief and a convict like Jean Valjean would understand.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
In the movie, they changed it. They changed one word, and I think it changes the meaning of that entire thing drastically. They changed it to, "I saved your soul for God."
Oh, totally.
I mean,
it's totally different meaning.
Totally
it's one
different.
Word.
Yeah.
It's one word, and it even though it doesn't really change
what
the
changes
saying,
it completely.
It does. It
especially
changes
if you're
completely.
Talking to... a thief, a convict, you know, like...
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
So, question number two is, who's your favorite atheist character?
Favorite atheist character? I fucking love Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
I really like the movie from 2009, but even better, I love how the character develops. He may not have been an atheist before the accident, but once he came back with his crazy, awesome abilities, he was far too logical to be religious.
When he was actually omniscient?
Yes.
He realized there
when
could
he was
be no
actually
god.
A god.
When, he realized
when
there could
given
be no god.
All the power of a god.
Yep.
He realizes
that's great.
That's
good
the
answer.
Closest thing to God anybody's ever going to get.
I like that, and I don't feel bad or spoilery talking about Watchmen, because, you know, it's fucking from
the
80s. Yeah, so him at the end saying, like, you know, I've spent all this time looking at life. I think maybe I'll go create some.
And
his
and
role
he
is...
he literally becomes a god.
Yeah.
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 And that's
and yet he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
knows he's not. He's science god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, what's your geekiest hobby?
I'm a gamer. I play video games and I LARP, which is super geeky. LARPing, super geeky.
LARPing is very
I'm not
geeky.
Trying to be judgmental, Amanda, but super geeky.
That's awesome.
Right. The video games I've been playing are Skyrim, and I've recently gotten the first Assassin's Creed. I still love playing Tekken on my PS2. When I'm home in the Twin Cities, I LARP with friends, and I LARP here at school if I had free time. I currently should be writing my 20-page capstone paper. Instead, I'm writing this email, but whatever.
So, wow, the first Assassin's Creed game, that's... Because Molly and I love Assassin's Creed. It's that game is the reason we're a 2 Xbox home.
Yeah, that's true.
So the first one is the most difficult one, I would say, in terms of, like, combos and killing and fights and, like, the level of stealth you have to... have to have a lot of patience in the first game. Otherwise, the second you run, guards will see you, kill you, dead, game over.
So what he's getting at is if you really get frustrated and don't like the first game, keep going to the next ones.
Yeah, they. I feel that game just gets better with age.
All right.
So question number four, what's your favorite sandwich?
I love Herbert and Gerbert's peanut butter and jelly. Both grape and strawberry are good, and when I get it, I switch off between the two, but I tend to prefer grape. It is fantastic. I am a grape jelly fan myself.
I'm a strawberry girl. I like grape jelly in recipes. Rhubarb jam.
Rhubarb just had to be different.
Which like really. Usually is mixed with strawberry.
I like weird fruits. I like apricot. I like blueberry. I like the weirder
apricot
jams.
Yeah. That's Molly buys a lot of jam.
I'm a jam fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so last question. Amanda, what's the stupidest thing you've ever heard regarding your atheism?
And here's another here's another one she changed, and this is kind of personal, so this is interesting. And maybe someday we'll get her on the podcast, because I want to talk to her about this. She says, "It may not have been the stupidest thing anybody has said to me, but I finally came out to my mother about being atheist. I wasn't really hiding it, but it didn't come up in conversation until a few nights ago. She was pretty cool with it, but one of the comments she'd made that she didn't understand how anyone could look upon the beauty of this planet and not believe in a creator. I was a little dumbfounded at this, and at first had no response. Once I found my words, though, I just brought up that science was awesome and move on, because it's my mom and she's fairly open-minded, but I don't want to push things too far and make it into a huge fight or something.
Sure.
What I was thinking, though, was far more amusing. All I could think of and imagine was the platypus. I think that animal can disprove the existence of God just by its mere presence." That's an interesting argument that I've heard from Christians that I've argued with. is the whole idea that you look upon the beauty of the universe. Sure. And how can it not be created
look
by
at
God?
This, look at this Nautilus. Look at the golden ratio. Look at all the where it's repeated in all these places.
Isn't it enough that it's beautiful and like amazing and like, well, why does someone have to have made it in order for it to be as beautiful?
I think what we don't understand as human beings is we create the concept of beauty.
Yes.
And so when we look at something and think it's beautiful, to say, well, why God? How God made this amazing, beautiful thing? It's like, no, we decided that that was beautiful.
Yes.
And that doesn't require a God to make that decision.
I would love to revisit this on an episode because this is the reason that I got kicked out of my the only class I've been kicked out of in college, where I was literally like told to not come back.
Wow.
And I had to drop the class, and I took action against the professor on religious grounds for religious discrimination. And I would love to get into that. But this is why. It was about aesthetic beauty and God. And that was the fight we had. So that'd be really fun to talk about.
Yeah, we'll have to come back to that. And I also think coming back to the idea of coming out as an atheist, we haven't really. It would be nice to talk to somebody who's done that more recently. I mean, you know, or done
we
it.
We did
in
just
a,
talk to Matt Savickle, but I mean, we could. I mean,
he talks about coming out as gay, but.
It's atheism too. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, it's a topic we could return to at some
for
point.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
But Amanda, thank you so much.
We
really appreciate you sending in those answers and revising those answers.
Yeah.
You can answer the five questions by sending your answers to fivequestions@geekswithoutgod.com.
That's right.
And we are going to, if you don't know what they are, we're going to
have
them
a page
sometime
up on the website.
Yeah, we're going to be adding
and find them.
Maybe an archive of previous.
I think it's
going to
be up by the time this podcast goes up.
I think we'll manage that. If it's not up by the time we've aired this, you have the right to call us lazy assholes. But we're not assholes because we're atheists.
Nice. Bringing it back around.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? Before we go, I'm going to plug one thing because I'm about to start a new podcast with Jenny Young from Apropos of Nothing.
Yeah.
It's called A Real Education. R-E-E-L Education.
Oh, I get it.
That's clever. See,
it's about fishing.
Yes. No.
It's about square dancing.
No. Jenna is, she has not watched a whole lot of movies, and I have. So,
what?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. So what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be making her watch movies that I think are really good. And
sure.
Like Clockwork Orange style.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to like sit there and put little droppers in her eyes. And we're going to record a little shtick before we watch the movie talking about what Jenna knows about the movie.
Oh, like
and
what
then,
pop
that's
culture
good. That's
has.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
and then
that.
We're going to watch the movie and then we're going to record the rest of the podcast.
That's
real
amazing.
Education.
So real education, it might be up by the time this podcast airs. If not,
fun.
Keep an eye open for it.
And is that going to be a Fearless production?
That is going to be a Fearless, it's not going to be a partner. We're going to be
an
fearless comedy
production.
Podcast.
Fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Look for that.
The first. Awesome. Well, thanks again for your answers. And as usual, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can find us, like us on Facebook, and follow us at Twitter, at Geeks Without God. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Atheists love to mock hardworking religious Americans who love their kids, work hard, and go to church.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Right, you know why I changed it? Because you're a girl. And
right,
I man changed it.